Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee and Anna Mae, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ, provoke you to find your calling in the Lord, brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on a journey to reaching the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. So sit back, we hope you enjoy the podcast, and we pray it encourages and blesses you.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Today we have a very special guest. We're excited to have Mariah's Mary. Welcome, Mary.
We're glad to have you, Mary.
Okay. We're excited today, and Bill's going to bring us in with the first question.
Amen, Mary. Mariah's Mary. When and where did you first get saved?
Well, that's an answer, a question I can't answer, really.
Amen.
Because as I was a wee girl, my granny Mary used to read me the Bible and tell me all kinds of things about the Lord. And as I grew, I used to, when I would watch the TV, I would see the Christians, ministers talking on it, and they would give the sinner's prayer, and I would get down and say the sinner's prayer, and I really didn't even know what I was doing.
Amen.
But I did that my whole life. My mother used to say, "My wee Mary's a wee Christian girl."
Amen.
But I didn't even realize what I was doing.
Amen.
But as I got older, I found the Lord, and one night where it was Easter time,
Amen.
And Big Jackie, my two boys, was sitting watching Y.E. Coyote on the TV, and I turned the channel, and when I did, it was Rex Humbard, and I said to my Big Jackie, get down on your knees here in front of this church, and got my two boys down, and we prayed with Rex Humbard and gave ourselves to the Lord, and that same year, we moved into St. Louis, and my brother-in-law, Henry, for no reason, just started going to church, and so did Jimmy Watson. But nobody else was going. But me and Jackie started going, and I took my boys, and I put them in the Sunday school. And then that winter, when we come out to California, that was the year that everybody got saved. That's
Amen.
The year of Kearney, and we would go to church all the time. And my wee boys would go in the Sunday school. And my Jackie, he won a award for knowing the Bible.
Amen.
There's no age.
Amen.
And we got saved. And Uncle Doty looked at me and he said to me, "Listen, would you get baptized?" I said, "I was already christened when I was a baby, Uncle Doty."
Amen.
He said, "Yes," but he said, "it's a different thing." He said, "You got to get dedicated and give yourself to the Lord the way Jesus did." I said, "You mean Jesus done it?" He said, "Yes."
Amen.
I said, "I definitely want to do it." And that following Sunday, when we went to church, me and Jackie walked down the aisle and told Carney we wanted to get baptized. And when I turned around, Tommy, James, and Martha was behind me. Ewing Stuckey was behind me. And there was about 40 people all that day walked down to get baptized. And we all got baptized within maybe a month's time. There was over 150 people in the church was baptized.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I was so upset that half of my family was in Florida or Texas at the time. I phoned my niece Jessie to tell her, but little did I know, they all got saved too at the same time.
Amen.
They were going to that minister. What was his name?
Billy Stanley.
Billy Stanley. And Amen. They all were saved at the same time. But then after that, we had the L.A. revival. My mother, in the meantime, had took a stroke, and she was awful sick. And she was in her wheelchair, and my cousin Mary Ann bought her a sleeping bag thing. And I pulled it on her, and I bathed her and did her hair, and I took her to the revival. I wanted her to be prayed on. And God love her, she went to the revival with me, and she was prayed on.
Amen.
And everybody cooked for the people, and you know it had to be only Lord, because it was like the fishes and loaves of bread. There was over 1,000 people at that revival, and we fed them in the morning, and we fed them in the afternoon.
Amen.
Oh, we had so much food, and there was so much food left, we had to call in our place, and they took it away to feed all the poor.
Amen.
And it was only,
Praise
you know,
God.
That had to be God. that bless that food. Amen.
That's where them aprons come from, right, Aunt May?
Yeah, we're going to hang it in the hall. Yeah, praise the Lord. We have
the
one.
The aprons from it.
We and we're one. Making pictures with LA Revival, and we're going to hang it in the hall.
Well, everybody, the women all got aprons saying Christian things on it, and they served all the people.
Amen.
And the people couldn't get over the people that come till they were served and give
Amen.
All the stuff.
Amen. Amen.
And then they collected all kinds of money with it, and they give it to all the things of the churches and things at the time. It was so beautiful.
Amen.
And you've seen people that never spoke for 20, 30 years.
Amen.
And they all started speaking and hugging and kissing one another. You know, I had Amen. To see it. It was something that you would never forget.
Amen.
And you know, right after that, I hadn't spoke to my aunt in about 20 years. And I was doing my housework, and the Lord spoke to me so plain. I said, Mary, you got to go speak to your aunt Maggie. And I said, my aunt Maggie, Lord. He said, yes. And anyway, that following week was Christmas, and I went to the church, and here was it, my aunt Maggie. And I walked over, and I said, Merry Christmas, Aunt Maggie. And she couldn't believe it. She hugged and kissed me.
Amen.
And we all started all through that. My Uncle Sandy, he was outside smoking at the time, and he come in, and when he see me speaking to her, he couldn't believe it, and he hugged and kissed me, and he said, Mary, it meant so much to me for what you've done tonight. And anyway, we went through that. The next week, my cousin Maggie and Betty come over and spoke to my mother, and they spoke to my sister Teddy. We all was speaking for Raji Fights years ago.
Amen, yeah.
And Baker and Spanky. And Johnny and Wancy all spoke. I was the only one that spoke to all of them because I was too wee at the time when the fight happened. And I spoke. And I was about 10-year-old or 9-year-old.
Mary baby.
And I spoke to all of them, but the rest of them never spoke. But they all spoke for one another. It was the raggiest thing. If they wanted. And when my mother would go over, we might bring over tea and bring it into Uncle Bobby's wife's house and donuts. And
didn't
speak
to her. Oh, gosh.
But anyway, we all spoke. But it was a moving like you never seen.
Amen.
And when you do what God wants you to do, it works out perfect.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Anything He tells you to do, do it.
Amen.
And you'll never regret it.
Praise
the longest
God.
Day you ever live.
Amen. That's the truth.
Me and my big Jackie, we've been serving God all them years, and we thank God. My kids is all saved, and all my grandkids. My wee grandson, Jackie, last night brought a man to the Lord.
Amen.
And he's
Praise
only a wee
God.
Boy, 15-year-old. He brought a garbage man to the Lord.
Amen.
And thank God, my granddaughters is singing and praising God, and all my grandsons, every one of them.
Amen.
And there's nothing like it.
Amen.
You've been
Amen.
So thankful to my Lord for the things that He's did in my life,
Amen.
My
Amen.
Kids' life, and Amen. All my wee grandkids. Thank you, Jesus. And then I took... By long, I was in St. George, Utah, and I felt wonderful. And we went to the show and went and ate dinner, me and Big Jackie. And we come home, and I felt kind of sick, and we went to bed. The next morning, I got up. I said, I don't feel a bit good. And Jackie wasn't going to go to work. And I said, go to work. I'm fine. And he went to work, but he happened to call me home about 11 o'clock. And I said, Jackie, come home quick and get me to the hospital. And when I went to the hospital, I had... blood clots in my lungs, and they were bigger than the size of your thumb. And all my two legs from the top to the bottom were solid blood clots. And the people give me up to die. They said, there's no way she can live. And I just prayed to God, and God held up my hand all through it.
Amen.
And God healed me, brought
Praise
me through
God.
It. And then I went, they took me through to California to the doctors to make sure. In Hamburg, because the reason they took me, they found I had cancer at the time, and they took me to Hamburg, and when they took me through to him, he said, it's a cancer, Mary, but it's a slow cancer, and it won't hurt you, because you're too old, and we ain't going to do nothing until it comes alive. So anyway, I was awful sick with the clots for a long time, but it took me like all summer to pull myself together. And I got back on my feet, and I was doing really good. Then went back to Hamburg, and he said, Mary, the cancer's come alive. And I took right from there to take chemo treatments. And I took 12 treatments, but God brought me through every one of them.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Thank God, that's been, I guess, about 6 or 7 years ago.
Amen.
And I've got good reports ever since. And I just thank God for everything. There's no way I could praise Him enough.
Amen.
He's healed me in every way. Anybody that has anything wrong with them out there, never give up. Give it to God and stick with them. And Amen. I guarantee you, he'll help you.
Amen. Through it all. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, and Big Jackie took me to the doctors every week, and they never left me. And when I was in the hospital, he sat beside me, hold my hand. For 12 days, I was in the hospital with the lungs, and I near died three times. He brought my kids in to all say goodbye to me. That's how sick I was. But God brought me through.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm stronger now than ever.
Praise God.
I'm really strong. Thank God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And looking pretty good, too.
That's it.
That's it. Amen.
If you were going to say something to young people, you know, about thinking about serving God, being older on the end of watching decades and decades of people coming and going up and down, what would you recommend somebody?
To find Jesus. Because number one, anybody that don't know him, God help them.
Amen.
And he's coming soon.
Amen. Amen.
And you better be ready.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God my grandkids and that is all serving the Lord.
Amen.
And I pray to God every wee kid under my voice, all find the Lord. And there's no way of telling you. I don't know how you could live without him. Because
Amen.
When trouble comes, you'll go to him then.
Amen.
And be on your knees begging him to help you.
Amen.
I guarantee
Amen.
You then.
Amen.
And, you know, you never, whatever, if you bring your kids up in the way of God, they'll never depart.
Amen.
And you could, you know, there's nothing like telling your kids about Jesus and making them say their prayers and taking them to church and getting them into ways of God, because they're going to grow up and they're going to have kids.
That's right.
And they'll have to do the same thing.
Amen.
And get ready for the Lord, because that's all I can tell you. I don't know what we'd do without him.
Amen. Amen.
And
what's your hope and vision for our people in the future, Mary?
I pray to God every night that a Bible breaks out in the church and they all get touched the way we did in the 70s.
Amen.
And if they get touched like that, they'll never forget and they'll all come back to the Lord. And then they'll bring their children to church and get them all saved and get them baptized and get them in the ways of the Lord. That's my prayer. For all the young people, because I have young kids myself, and I know how I feel when I see them serving God, and I pray to God all the other wee kids do the same.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Well, I got to say, Mary, growing up as a kid, I remember all through that time, I don't remember the really before that, the nuts speaking deal and all that carry on, because I was a kid, but I remember from Saved On. And I remember being in towns with you and Jackie and Mom and you and going to Christian bookstores and always talking about God. And we're none of us perfect, but witnessing to people.
Yes.
And you were always a very good example for me, looking at you as a mother and then a grandmother. And so, you know what, Mary? You maybe don't preach on the stage, but you preached in your life and you've preached to a lot of young women on what, how a godly woman, a godly mother, a godly grandmother should be. And I just wanted
well,
to say
God,
that
I
to did, you.
I hope they do see God in me, because that would be all they see.
Praise God, Mary.
Well, that's what the Bible says, the older women teaching the younger women.
That's
and that's
right.
What it's about. That's what it's about.
And we said last night in the one podcast, it was from the 70s, and it's a really good slogan or logo or whatever you'd want to call it. And you'll remember this. Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven.
That's it.
Amen. And that's where we're at. We're not perfect. We're trying.
That's the truth, enemy.
But we sure are forgiven.
Amen. Yeah, well, thank God I'm forgiven, because I blow it every time.
Amen.
Like we all do.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
I know.
Is there anything you want to add before we close up shop?
I don't know what to say more than I love the Lord with all my heart, and I pray for everybody that they all have a revival like I had.
Amen.
And they all turn to the God and get their kids all in church. And these young women, they'll say they can't make it. I got up at 5 in the morning. I made it. I cleaned my house, bathed my kids, and had them in Sunday school. And if you want to serve the Lord, that's one of the main things to do, is see that your kids is being taken care of with him.
Amen.
That's the main thing above anything. If they take a cold, you run them to the doctor. Well, this doctor's way better than that doctor's.
Amen.
I guarantee you that.
Amen.
He'll heal them when you can't even think, and watch over them when they're driving and away with all these
Amen.
Other kids doing things they shouldn't be doing. God's there and bringing them home.
Amen.
And watch
Amen.
Out for them.
Amen.
And my opinion, please listen to this. take care of your kids and get them in the church and see that they're saved and see that they live a godly life.
Amen.
And
amen.
You can only do your best.
That's it.
And that's it. That's and at it. Least if you're trying, God knows it.
Amen. Good advice. Good advice.
That's it.
Well, we're going to say thank you, Mary, for coming on and sharing your testimony. You've blessed us today.
I hope so.
You took us back to the 70s.
That's it. I can remember the 70s well, believe
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
And all the people I didn't speak it to, I made right. And to this day, I speak to everybody. And
Amen.
I wouldn't have that keeping me from God.
That's
Maybe
right.
Maybe you hate them, God forgive me, and they make heaven in your lap.
Yeah, that's...
and I ain't about to do that.
Amen. Nope.
I ain't Amen. About to do that. I want Amen. To be in heaven.
Amen.
See
Amen.
My old mom and dad and all my Amen. People.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Amen.
And
Amen.
Another thing, tell your kids about the Lord because it never Amen. Goes void. Because my granny read me Bibles, told me stories when I was a wee girl. And when I first got saved and went to church, I told my big Jackie, I tell him the whole story. You just say to me, how do you know that? I said, because my granny read it to me.
Amen.
And so when you tell your Amen. Kids something about God, it never goes out void.
Amen. That's right.
They'll remember it all the days of their life.
Right. That's right.
Well,
that's right.
That's it.
For me, I seen a prophecy fulfilled. God promised you household salvation.
Right.
And he surely brought it around to you.
Amen.
Thank
for the
you,
times
Jesus.
That you said you didn't know what you were saying, he knew exactly what you were saying and knew your heart. So that is a prophecy of the Lord that he brought household salvation to you, your children, your grandchildren, and your whole complete family.
Thank
so
you,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Amen.
I could never thank him enough.
That the prophecies he's told us is faithful and true. Amen.
That's
Amen.
The truth,
so
Bill.
Praise God, Mary.
Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
God
Amen.
That we can share that.
Yes.
How God
and
fulfilled
Big Jackie
these
brought,
words.
Told his father and mother about God, and I told my father and mother, which they always knew the Lord.
Amen.
My poor old father, when I got my knees and I said to him, Dad, I said, you got to accept the Lord. He said, Mary Hand, I believed in God and Jesus my whole life, but I think this all went down for this religion. But anyway, the next day he was
Amen.
Down at the altar and giving himself to the Lord
Amen.
And was baptized just the same.
Amen.
And I praise God for that. I can see my old mother and father.
Amen.
All was baptized and saved.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
I just feel like with Mary's testimony and where it went today, this is a good time for anybody listening that really don't know if they've accepted Jesus as their Savior to make him the Lord of your life. I'm not talking about being dedicated or christened in a church. I'm not talking about even being baptized in a church or attending. But the day that you remember that you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior,
Amen.
You never forget it, and
Amen.
You're never the same. You're not perfect, but you're never the same. And we're going to quote that scripture, John 3:16. For
Amen.
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's you put your name in it,
Amen.
Calls upon him,
shall
not perish, but have
everlasting
life. So today, wherever you're at, if you're driving in the car, this is a message that Mary's been through her whole podcast,
Amen.
Is how thankful she is for the day she got saved, and it even caused her to love, in her opinion, the unlovely.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's the truth.
So today, you're driving, you say that prayer. Say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Lord God, forgive me of my sins and commit your life unto him. Make that commitment to him today and you'll never be the same. Right, Mary?
That's the God's
Amen.
Truth. You'll never
Amen.
Be the same.
Amen.
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 Well, thank you, Mary, for coming on. We love you. You know that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. We love and appreciate you. And I love seeing your wee face at church.
All right. Thank
Amen.
You.
And I was Aunt Mariah's favorite.
Yeah.
So praise God.
She had quite a few favorites. So
yeah. I thought I was her favorite.
Yes.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. We hope you enjoyed it and was encouraged. Please follow us on Spotify for new episodes every week. If you download the Spotify app, which is free, it makes it much easier to find us. We'll be posting the link each week on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may you grow in His Word and Spirit. God bless.